tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat.
A lot of people think that would be a great improvement. Well, good afternoon. Should I just do this as Wolfman Jack?
All right, babies, it is time to get down.
It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt to swing, your cum laude graduate of the Chetwick Institute of Group Forkology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Going to be limited interruptions today because I still do not have much of a voice. But if there's something you want to get off your mind and onto the radio, 412-385-7450. Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Cloudy with a high near 28. For your forecast today, 21 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Torn in every way. So very
singing about whatever it is that I have right now that just does not want to let go.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wants to send something out to the people of Pittsburgh to melt away the ice and snow. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Martha and the Vandellas is going out by request. Martha De Vandella is going out by request for Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon. I'm Jay Thurber. We're going to check your weather next with some new music on the other side of that. From 1976, Paul McCartney and Wings on Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio. 1976, Paul McCartney and Wings on Radio 9. 12:22 chime time. New music from the Foo Fighters coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm going to try to rest my voice this week. We did the New Year's show, just kind of barely got through that, and I think I actually set myself back a little bit because Thursday I was actually worse than I was Wednesday. Excuse me. But I had promised to do the New Year's show, and I did not want to let people down. We had advertised it. Thank you to Steve the Roach, to Carmen, the chief engineer at WRCT, to my wife, Denise, to Scott Feibusch, everyone who helped us pull that broadcast off on Wednesday. A couple people have asked me, are we going to repeat? So for those of you who didn't know, what we did was New Year's Eve from 9 until approximately 12:30. We pretended it was 1965. We pretended it was December 31st, 1965. This is something we used to do years ago, and I had kind of let it go for a while, but people asked me to bring it back. Scott did the news for us. You know, we pretended we were on AM. It was a lot of fun, except for the fact that I sounded even worse than this. But a couple people have asked, are we going to repeat that show? Yes, at some point. However, I may want to redo it once my voice is better. Because I was listening to a little bit of the playback on Thursday, and I don't know. It sounded... My buddy Dan said I should have done it as RFK Jr. Oh, this is... Anyways, support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Every week they choose a new movie theme and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. The good news is, my buddy Dan said, is I've been off for the holiday. From Christmas to New Year's, I had off, paid, which was great to spend the entire time being sick. And as he said, you'll probably get better just in time to go back to work on Monday. Isn't that great? That's great.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
He said, well, at least you didn't use any of your sick days. I said, I've got like 45 sick days in my sick bank right now. Cloudy skies today with a high near 28. Chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 20. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 32. Partly sunny Monday with a high of 43. And then on Tuesday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 49. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 28 in Butler County, 23 in Beaver County, 21 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 21 degrees. With new music from Foo Fighters.
Give me
music from Foo Fighters here on Radio 9.
All of these years later, they still have not defeated Foo. I don't understand what's going on. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, my swollen tonsils, my performing adenoids, and you. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. In case you've missed the news, we have kidnapped the president of Venezuela, and the president of the United States says we are now running that country. It's 12:30. Was having my Fruit Loops this morning before I came down to the radio station, and I was like, well, maybe I'm still sleeping. Maybe I'm hallucinating from the cold medicine. Associated Press reporting the United States has captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and flown him out of the country in an operation to remove a sitting leader of another country from office. The culmination of months of pressure on the oil-rich South American nation. Maduro and his wife were taken from their home, were put aboard a U.S. warship, and are being extradited to the United States to face criminal charges. President Trump says the United States plans to run Venezuela. He says the American leadership is already in place. Although sources on the ground told the Associated Press there are no immediate signs that the U.S. is running the country. Trump says U.S. officials such as Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, and General Raisin Kane will run Venezuela. When asked during a press conference at Mar-a-Lago this morning who will be running the country, Trump said, quote, the people that are standing right behind me, end quote. The legal implications of the strike under U.S. law, according to the AP, are not clear. The U.S. does not recognize the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court and claims that Maduro is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. By law, the vice president of Venezuela should take power, but there is no confirmation that has happened. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, who refers to his department as the Secretary of War, said that, quote, Maduro has bleeped around and he found out. So, there you go.
Give me an F! Give me an I! Give me an S!
S!
Give me an H!
H!
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
Country Joe and the Fish on Radio 9.
Yeah, come on all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. We now pick up a gun, we're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, generals, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only Tommy is the one that's dead, and you know that peace could only be won when the glory of all the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of this radio station. For a transcript of these remarks, learn to write really fast.
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo. Don't touch that dial.
Music.
How about some music? Why are you not playing the music? There you go. Play some music.
Blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright.
Elvis Presley on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and this is Johnny Cymbal.
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go one, two, three, ba ba ba.
You mean ba 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 ba.
Yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a ba boom 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 and a da 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 boom boom boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Ba 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 ba. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too.
Non-stop oldies, Radio 9. Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A lot of people were recommending, well, you should have some tea and honey with bourbon in it, or you should have some whatever, you know, with whiskey in it. I'm just thinking, just skip the tea and the honey and just have the bourbon. It won't do anything to cure the laryngitis, but you'll forget that you have it. Probably a lot of people tied one on for New Year's Eve, and the next morning...
The most frightening thing to me when I got married was... that there would be one person who would know me better than anybody else. You know, you can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool your wife. There are dark corners of yourself you don't want anybody to know, but she gets to know them. She knows your good side and your bad side, you know. And especially when we're, you know, they say, oh, it must be just marvelous being married to Bobby. So funny, you know. And she goes, oh, yeah, he's just gang of laughs to be with. And when I'm having a fight with a wife, invariably they'll see, Jenny's such a lovely girl. She's terrific. She really, really is a wonderful girl. She really is, you know. Especially when you aren't talking to one another for 4 or 5 days. But you can fool your children and you can fool your friends. You know, go out to a party and get smashed and they'll say, you know, and your wife will say you were really smashed and your friends will say, oh, I didn't realize Bob was drinking, you know. That. But you can't fool your wife. Now, this is a guy gets up the next morning with a, he's been out and he's got the daddy of all hangovers, see, and he comes down. Rob, don't play with a dump truck. Just leave the dump truck alone. don't play with a Vroom toy. Just leave the Vroom toy alone. Daddy doesn't feel well, Robert. Daddy has a cold, Robert. Another cold, yes, I know. I know Daddy had a cold last week, and I just... Grown-ups get weekend colds, Robert. You get a cold from going from a warm place into a cold place, or from a cold place into a warm place, and from booze. Yes, you can get it from booze. Who told you you can get a cold from booze? That's where Mommy said Daddy's colds come from. Have Mommy come in with you, and don't slam the door. Hi, dear. Hi. No, I feel fine. I know I was drinking last night. I feel fine. Just sitting here watching television. Picture tube's been out a week, huh? Thank God, I thought I was going blind there for a while. Yes, I know I have your dress on, dear. You don't have to tell me. That's why the milkman waved at me this morning. Didn't make a hell of a lot of sense at the time. What does Fred want for breakfast? Who the hell is Fred? My old army buddy. I insisted he stay with us last night. Honey, I was never in the army. How the hell could I have that? You fixed something special for my old army buddy and myself. Honey, would you call a cream chip beef on toast, please? Honey. I thought I'd sit here and then maybe a couple hours, I thought I'd try to make it to that chair over there. And if that goes well, I thought I'd try to stand up tomorrow.
The daddy of all hangovers, Bob Newhart. On Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
Wonderful weekend.
We're going to check sports and weather next. Don't forget, we have news coming up for you at 1 o'clock. Here's the Stitch in Time.
I was alone and took a ride. I didn't know what I would find. Another road, a million, see another kind of mind.
there called The Stitch in Time on Radio 9.
One, two, three.
No, wait a minute, Slim. Hold on. Hold. Just hold up there. We're going to have new music from Slim Forsyth coming up, but not just yet, because first we have to do our sports and or our weather, and let's do that right now.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
When the Steelers and Ravens kick off Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium, the defense will be asked to not only stop running back Derrick Henry, who helped lead who helped keep the Ravens' playoff hopes alive a week ago, but also Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Meantime, linebacker T.J. Watt spoke to reporters on Friday for the first time since he suffered a partially collapsed lung. He says he is ready to return to the field tomorrow. Watt says he plans on playing Sunday night against the Ravens after missing the last three games. In hockey action, the Pens at this hour taking on the Detroit Red Wings in the first period. The Pens are up 2-0. Elsewhere in the NHL last night, the Blues beat the Golden Knights 4-3. Rangers over the Panthers 5-1. The Wild over the Ducks 5-2. And the Kraken beat the Canucks 4-3. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high near 28. Chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy. Low of 20. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 32. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 43. And then on Tuesday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it is reporting light snow and fog in Washington and 28 degrees, partly cloudy in Beaver County and a temperature of 23. It's 21 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 21 degrees with new music from Slim Forsyth to close out this hour.
One, two, three.
Somewhere in the hills of Potter County, God's country, cause God only knows where the heck it is. There's a spot outside the little town of Galeton, where a little creek begins her westward stroll, across the southern tier of the Empire State, and on through the town of Olean, bending south at Salamanca, down to Warren, Pennsylvania, where she rolls. Of Appalachia, through the land of that high-grade crude oil, silent pump houses and rusty old jacks of Kendall, Quaker State, and old Pennzoil, down through the coal fields of Kittanning, she flows between Tarentum and Duquesne, passing moondogs in Blaenox in the Highland Park locks. British variant.
So roll on down Allegheny, roll down to these bright city lights, for your sweet mountain waters, your sons and your daughters are waiting in Pittsburgh tonight. Great Monongahela, and they flow to the Ohio, west to the muddy Mississippi, and straight down to the Gulf of Mexico. Now Candy, she grew up in Warren County, and I grew up in the county of McKean. We roamed the wild world over, but the Allegheny
From his new disc, A Pittsburgh Skyline, that's Slim Forsyth. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City